mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Baugan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Baugan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. Today on the program, a startup, which is a new company to start up, que es arrancar, like Mick Jagger says, start me up, arráncame. A startup is using insects to turn garbage into treasure. I'll tell you this story out of Singapore. Also, the expression, a loophole. Do you know what a loophole is? I'll tell you all about that. Also, the return of our Chinese proverb section, which we haven't done in a while. We'll gain some insights from China. Also, music from Bon Jovi today on the Drive Time Show. And we'll look at a famous and classic song from Bon Jovi. Also, questions from listeners like you. And the top five Mexican foods. So a real mix for you on the show today. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Yes, friends, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time. I hope you're having a good day. I hope things are going well. And I'm looking forward to the weekend. Hopefully you are too. But let's make the most of this show and work on our English as we always do. And we'll begin in our traditional fashion here by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. The warm-up gym.
Yes, it's that time, everybody. The warm-up gym. We're going to start with some sentences of translation. That's right, sentences of translation. So we're starting off. I'll give you the sentence in Spanish. You say it in English. Yo en español. Y tú, pues, yeah, en inglés. All right, okay. So here we go. Number one, haz lo que quieras. Do whatever you want. Now, you could say what you want or whatever, lo que quieras. If you say whatever, it basically is implying a greater degree of freedom. Do what you want. Do whatever you want. Lo que quieras. Do whatever you want. Llevo dos días intentando verle. I've been trying to see him for 2 days. Llevo dos días intentando verle. Hombre, I've been trying to see him for 2 days. ¿Por qué no le llamas? Why don't you call him? Why don't you? Or we can say, don't you. Why don't you? So normally that U would almost sound like chew, casi como masticar, no, to chew. Why don't you? Don't you? Why don't you call him? ¿Por qué no le llamas? Why don't you call him? Why don't you call him? Te daré un toque. I'll give you a ring. Te daré un toque. I'll give you a ring. You could also say, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a ring. Te daré un toque. Confía en mí. Trust me. Hombre, confía en mí, por favor. Trust me. Trust me. No, we don't say trust in me. We say trust me. Confía en mí. Trust me. Trust me. ¿Podrías sufrir un accidente? You could suffer an accident. Yeah, you could ¿Podrías sufrir un accidente? You could suffer an accident. ¿Podrías abrir la maleta, por favor? Could you open the suitcase, please? Por favor. Could you open the suitcase, please? ¿Qué estamos esperando? What are we waiting for? ¿Qué estamos esperando? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Presto mucha atención a las cifras. I pay a lot of attention to the figures. Las cifras, we say figures. Presta mucha atención a las cifras. Yeah. I pay a lot of attention to the figures. Figures. Animo a mi gente a hacer un esfuerzo. I encourage my people to make an effort. So remember, hacer un esfuerzo, we say to make an effort. Animo a mi gente a hacer un esfuerzo. I encourage my people to make an effort. Yes, I do. Trato de ser justo en todo momento. I try to be fair at all times. En todo momento. I try to be fair and ser justo. I try to be fair at all times. Se hará en un futuro próximo. It will be done in the near future. So in Spanish you say you basically say a next future, but in English we say the near future. It will be done in the near future. Mm-hmm. So nada de next, we say near. It'll be done. It'll be done in the near future. Okay, let's raise the level a little bit. Vamos a subir el nivel un poquito. Let's raise the bar a little bit, okay? Verás el aeropuerto de lejos. Verás el aeropuerto de lejos. You'll see the airport in the distance. You will see the airport in the distance, de lejos, in the distance, we say. Yeah, you'll see the airport in the distance. Not up close, but in the distance. Podrás ver el ir y venir de los aviones. You'll see the planes coming and going. El ir y venir. You'll see the planes coming and going. Come here. Remember, come here, go there. Remember the difference between come and go. Come here and go there. You'll see the planes coming and going. Very nice. Okay, let's do one more sentence. Una frase más. One more. And this is a tougher one, okay? Un poco más difícil. A little bit more difficult. Tu despacho será tres veces mayor que este. Your office will be three times bigger than this one. Now, you could also say three times as big as. It'll be three times bigger than this one. It'll be three times as big as this one. So this is an important way of making comparisons in English. We say twice as fast as. Usain Bolt can run twice as fast as me. Maria has twice as many shoes as I do. Twice as much as, twice as many as, twice as fast as, three times. Tres veces más. Three times as big as. My brother's house is three times as big as mine. Yeah, imagine my house is 50 square meters. His is 150 square meters. So his house is three times as big as mine. So this is the form of as comparison. As big as. He reads twice as many books as his brother. His car goes three times as fast as mine. Okay, so this is another way of making comparisons in English that can be a bit difficult and is worth practicing. Merece la pena. It's worth practicing. Merece la pena practicar. When we use the structure to be worth, we say it is worth, followed by the ing. It is, well, followed by a noun. It's worth the price. It is worth paying for. It is worth learning. English is worth learning. English is worth knowing. I think Spanish is worth studying. Merece la pena estudiar español. Spanish is worth studying. So to be worth, followed by the ing, right? Which is a gerund noun. It's a type of noun, really, in this case. Okay. Anyway, let's move on, everybody. I think by now we're all warmed up. So let's go ahead and see what people are talking about in today's trending topic.
Trending topics!
All right, the trending topic for today, an interesting one. They're always interesting, but here's an interesting one for today. We have a company in Singapore, a startup. So startup, which is a term that's becoming used more and more commonly in Spain. Una startup, like a new company. So remember, to start is arrancar, to begin, to start something. So a startup company is turning insects into treasure. Or sorry, not turning insects, but using insects to turn trash, to turn garbage into something valuable. I'll tell you about this. So this is a company that is, it's called Insecta. And the company was founded in 2017. And in Singapore, there was a food waste crisis. So this company was started to use the black fly, a black soldier fly, un tipo de mosca. And what they do is they basically feed garbage 665,000 metric tons in 2020 to these flies. And they say, out of the waste that could have been decomposed by flies, only 19% was recycled. But what they do is they're basically maggots, gusanos, type of worms, and they grow into adults and they form a cocoon. And about 2 weeks later, they're a fully grown fly. And there is some technology here that this company has developed where they basically are able to, I guess they've genetically modified the fly so it eats more garbage. And so they feed, they have these piles of garbage and they use flies to feed on the garbage, and it significantly reduces the amount of garbage at the end of the day. Now, the waste that comes from these flies is useful. Like I said in my introduction, they turn it into treasure because the waste, the excrement from these flies, is then used in cosmetic products. So basically, you put this fly poop on your face, right? And it's good. Apparently, it's very good for your skin. But yeah, what they're doing is they're selling it to pharmaceutical companies, or cosmetic companies, I should say, who then mix it into creams, and people put it on their faces. So, but it is what we call a proprietary technology, because it's a genetically modified fly, is my understanding. So it's modified to consume more of this waste, and to produce a product at the end that is useful. So for these cosmetic purposes. So you're reducing waste and you're producing something useful. So it sounds like a great business idea. Now, I don't understand. I don't know the cost structure, the cost model, how much this sort of thing, how much it costs to breed these particular flies, but I think it's an interesting idea. It's like a company. There's a company in Canada called Cielo Waste Management, and they are dealing with biodegradable garbage and converting it into diesel. So, with this product, they're converting it to using insects, worms, to convert waste into a cosmetic product. So, I guess it would be like a petroleum-based product, because you break down this organic material and you're left with a petroleum-based product. But anyway, interesting bit of technology. Some interesting news. Anyway, let's have a look at our expression of the day.
Expression of the day.
All right, the expression of the day today is a loophole. Loop. L-O-O-P. Loophole. And a loophole is basically an exception to the rule, or a little trick that allows you to avoid a regulation. A loophole. So, some way of escaping difficulty, especially with a legal technicality that allows you to avoid compliance. So, it's typically a legal thing, a legal loophole, some little hole in the law, an exception to the law that allows you to avoid a regulation. Like these rich business people who have accounts in, they have their bank accounts in the Cayman Islands or in countries where there are no taxes, because they're looking for a tax loophole. They're trying to avoid taxes with a legal loophole by using a low tax environment. That would be a type of loophole. L-O-O-P-H-O-L-E. Loophole. Loophole. Okay. So that's a good one. And that's an expression that everybody, that all native English speakers know. So it's not like I'm giving you a really obscure expression here. These are important ones, good ones to know. Let's go ahead. Let's lighten it up a little bit with a section we haven't done in a long time. Es que hace mucho tiempo que no hacemos eso. I'm talking about today's Chinese proverb.
Zhongguo Yanyu.
Chinese proverbs.
All right, the Chinese proverb for today. Looking for a little bit of wisdom here today with our Chinese proverb, a section we haven't done for a long time. But it is, it goes like this. Es un proverbio chino, a Chinese proverb. By falling, we learn to go safely. By falling, we learn to go safely. And basically, it's about learning from your experiences, learning from your mistakes. And it involves the Chinese word qian. Now, pardon my Chinese pronunciation, which basically means a pit, P-I-T, like a pit, which is like a hole in the ground, or a moat. So when you have a castle, un castillo, in the typical, you know, in the movies, you'd see a castle with a moat around the outside. If you go to Segovia, right, and I think it's in Segovia where you have the castle, and there's a moat around the outside, a moat. And it's like by falling, we learn to go safely. So it's like if you fall into the pit or you fall into this moat, you will gain experience and you will become smarter. So basically what it's saying is you have to fail in order to learn and become better and to become stronger. And failing also means that you tried, which is important because you'll never succeed if you don't try. And if you try and fail, at least it's evidence that you have tried. And you learn and you hopefully come back better. And I think that's true. And it applies to language learning as well. Sometimes, you know, I find the best communicators are not necessarily the people with the best grammar. They're typically people who are confident. So even if they make mistakes, they don't mind and they just push forward. They push through it and they can communicate effectively. Because they're not afraid to try. But you can know all the grammar in the world. You can study the grammar books and have the concepts understood. But if you're afraid to speak, then you're not going to be an effective communicator. So you have to try. And it's through failure that you eventually achieve success.
Don't call Daniel.
Awesome adjectives.
All right, our awesome adjective today is clever. And people say, oh, Kyle, this is too easy. This is muy fácil para mí. This is very, very easy, Kyle. And yes, I realize it's not hard. It's como listo. But people often confuse this word for meaning intelligent. But cleverness, in my mind, cleverness implies ingenuity. It implies invention. So you can be smart, which is like inteligente o listo también, inteligente. But if you are clever, then you can, typically you can invent things. So like MacGyver, he was very clever. MacGyver, everybody knows MacGyver in Spain. Very clever. So in terms of memorizing facts from a book, memorizing history, you don't have to be clever to do that. But if you are clever, it means you are able to come up with, you're able to find through effort, you're able to develop creative solutions. You are clever, C-L-E-V-E-R. So we have clever, then we have smart and intelligent. Intelligent is more, I don't know, I guess it's a more formal word. Smart is a more informal word, more common than intelligent. Oh, he's a smart guy. And in British English, they also use the term smart to describe the way you dress. You can dress elegantly. Oh, he's a very smart dresser, the Brits would say. A North American would never say this. We would say he's a sharp dresser. But smart. He was wearing a very smart suit, a British person might say. But So there you have it, though. Clever, smart, and intelligent. So it's good to understand the difference between these terms. They are similar, and there's some overlap, but they are a bit different, okay? Okay, we're going to take a break in just a moment, but coming up, we have lots more to come. We're going to come back with some music from Bon Jovi and the hit song Bad Medicine from 1988. This one went to number one in the U.S. in 1988. We'll talk about some interesting history behind that song. Also, a business letter, the return of our business letters section. And we're going to look at the top five Mexican foods. Ooh, interesting stuff. I love Mexican food. So let me know what you think. If you have a different or another Mexican food that you like more than the ones I'm going to mention. Well, you don't know what I'm going to mention yet, but more than the ones I do mention, let me know what you think. What is your favorite Mexican food? Write in on Twitter, and I can look at your responses. But we're going to take a short break. I'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more. Stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia, con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Baugan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
We're going back to 1988, and it was this day on October 15th, 1988, that Bon Jovi started a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with their fourth release. It was called New Jersey, the album. It produced 5 Billboard top 100, top 10 singles, the most top 10 hits for any hard rock album. A few interesting facts about Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi used to work as a janitor at the recording studio that his brother, or sorry, his cousin owned. And he also appeared in a bunch of movies later on called, one was Young Guns 2, Moonlight and Valentino, Little City, Homegrown, a bunch of other ones. And in 2001, he gave the commencement speech at Monmouth University in New Jersey. Also received an honorary degree. In 2000, they became the last band ever to play at the old Wembley Stadium in London. So some interesting facts there about John Bon Jovi. The song was released as the lead single from this album, the fourth album, called New Jersey, and it was one of the band's most successful songs, peaking, reaching the top at number one on the Hot 100, number 17 in the UK, number 15 in Australia, and they have a great video about this, where basically they had a whole bunch of fans. They had 250 different fans that they gave cameras to. Fans went into the audience and filmed and took pictures and filmed the show from their own perspective. And then they chose 10 people who had shot the best stuff. And they brought those people along with them on a jet, and they traveled around, and those people took more pictures, and then they compiled it all together into this video. It's a pretty cool video to see. So this is Bad Medicine. Starts off, your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Shake it up. It's like bad medicine. There ain't no doctor that can cure my disease. Yeah. Anyway, there you have it, folks. A little bit of Bon Jovi. One of the biggest acts of the 80s, I'd have to say. Right, Tino? One of the biggest acts of the 80s, Bon Jovi. And we're going to move on, though, because I know you love business. Hopefully you like it as much as I do. And we're going to look at a letter today, a business letter. Yeah, por fin. All right, we're going to look at another business letter in today's Let's Get Down to Business.
Let's get down to business.
All right. One of the many things that we do here on the Drive Time Show in our business section is a business letter. We don't do it every day, but sometimes, right? De vez en cuando, sometimes we do this. And right now is one of those times. It's one of those times, people. We're going to translate a business letter. I'm going to give you the letter in Spanish. And we will translate it into English, okay? I'm changing the letter here because I want to get a good one here. Okay. Okay, not that one. Not that one. I'm changing, everybody. I'm changing the letter. Here we go. Okay. This is a good one. Estará de acuerdo. Bueno, estimado señor García. Dear Mr. García. Estará de acuerdo con nosotros en que el éxito de una empresa tiene mucho que ver con la imagen que proyecta.
Very good.
You will agree. Dear Mr. García, you will agree. Estará de acuerdo con nosotros en que you will agree that a company's success has a lot to do with, tiene mucho que ver con, has a lot to do with the image it projects. La gente suele comprar un determinado producto porque tiene confianza en la marca o en la compañía que lo fabrica. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. La gente suele comprar. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. Okay. Esta confianza es debido indudablemente a la imagen de la empresa o de sus marcas. All right. This confidence is due precisely to the image of the company or its brands. Sus marcas. Its brands. Okay. Esta confianza. This confidence is due precisely to the image of the company or its brands. Desde hace 23 años, Image Building Inc. es el líder mundial en crear imágenes que se traducen en ventas y beneficios. For the past 23 years, desde hace 23 años, durante los últimos 23 años, for the past 23 years, Image Building Inc. es líder mundial en crear imágenes que se traducen en ventas y beneficios. Image Building Inc. has been. Now, I noticed that in Spanish you say es. Es el líder. But in English, we're talking about something that started in the past and continues up to the present inclusive. So that, my friends, is the present perfect. Amigo, it's the present perfect tense. Okay. So Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales, que se traducen en ventas y beneficios. Translates into sales and profits. Beneficios, profits. So beneficios económicos, profits. So when you talk about profit, you're talking about revenue, ingresos menos gastos, revenue minus expenses equals profit. Profit. Or profits, you could say in this case. Yeah, it's an ex- has become an expert for the past 23 years. Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales and profits. Nuestro equipo de profesionales tiene años de experiencia tratando con los medios de comunicación y pueden, en menos tiempo que usted piensa, crear o cambiar una imagen corporativa a llevar una empresa hacia una posición de liderazgo en el mercado. ¡Wow! ¡Uf! ¡Vaya frase! What a sentence. Nuestro equipo de profesionales tiene años de experiencia. Our team of professionals has years of experience dealing with the media. In less time than you think, create or change a corporate image and carry a company, llevar a una empresa hacia una posición de liderazgo en el mercado. Eso es lo que queremos. Right? That's what we want, of course. In less time than you think, create or change a corporate image and carry a company toward a position of market leadership. A position of market leadership. Yeah. Okay. Our team of professionals has years of experience dealing with the media. Los medios de comunicación. The media. We don't have to say the mass media. People say that a lot, but just the media. And they can, in less time than you think, create or change a corporate image and carry a company toward a position of market leadership. Denos una oportunidad de demostrártelo. Eso es. De demostrártelo. Demostrarle lo que podemos hacer. Eso es mejor. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. Por favor, give us an opportunity. Give us a chance. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. Será la mejor inversión que su empresa pueda realizar. Atentamente. Sincerely. Yours truly. Okay. It's a good one. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. Okay. Let's look at the expressions here. You will agree. Estará de acuerdo. You will agree. You will agree that a company's success has a lot to do with the image it projects. You will agree. Estará de acuerdo. You'll agree with us that the company's success has a lot to do with the image it projects. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. This confidence is due precisely to the image of the company or its brands. For the past 23 years, Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales and profits. Beneficios. Ventas y beneficios. Our team of professionals has years of experience dealing with the media. And they can, in less time than you think, create or change a corporate image and carry a company toward a position of market leadership. Liderazgo. Leadership. Denos una oportunidad de demostrarle lo que podemos hacer. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. It will be the best investment your company can make. Yours truly, Kyle. Okay. Yours truly. Yours sincerely. Sincerely yours. Yeah. A few different ways you could end that letter. So there you go. Now, if you like this exercise and you say, I like that exercise, y quiero más, I want to practice my writing even more. Of course, you can find this several books of business writing. And you can find them in at the Vaughn Tienda. They're called Business Letters. The Business Letters from Vaughn. You can search for them in the Baugan Tienda, the Vaughn Shop, or in places like Casa del Libro, FNAC, Amazon. You can find them there. Business letters, folks. And I do recommend these as a great tool to help you develop your written skills. And that is it for today's business section. But we're going to move on to something interesting. And it is time for a section. It's been a while. Hace tiempo que no hacemos eso. We're going to do today's Drive Time Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Drive Time Top 5. Well, if you're anything like Tino and I, you'll like Mexican food, right? La comida mexicana. Everybody likes it, I think. Most people enjoy. Do you like Mexican food, Tino? See, I knew it. Because everybody does. And Mexico has long been among the world's most popular holiday destinations. It's a destination for the weather, for the people, for the food.
Qué chido.
Exactly. Qué chido. Qué onda. Yeah, and here are some, you know what? Why stop at 5? No quiero parar con 5. Quiero hacer 10. 10 foods. Las 10 comidas.
Órale.
Eso es. We're going to go for it with the top 10 foods, everybody. These are ones that maybe you don't even know about these. Okay, I could say, of course, taco. Everybody knows a taco. Burrito, claro. But there's more to it, people. Number one is chilaquiles. Chilaquiles is a popular breakfast dish. Lightly fried corn tortillas cut into quarters and topped with red or green salsa. Scrambled or fried eggs and pulled chicken are usually added as well as cheese and cream. Chilaquiles are often served with a healthy dose of frijoles. Los frijoles, Tino. Los frijoles. Yes, refried beans, we call those in English. The second one is pozole, or pozole. Yes. Now, it's a type of soup that was once used as part of ritual sacrifices, I should say. These days, chicken, pork, and vegetarian pozole versions are available in most Mexican restaurants. Made with corn, plenty of herbs and spices. The dish is traditionally stewed. It's brewed up for hours and often overnight. Once it's ready to serve, lettuce, radish, onion, and lime and chili are sprinkled on top. Number three is the tacos al pastor. Tacos al pastor. I like these ones. Very traditional taco style. The origin of this one, the historic dish, was one of the most popular varieties of tacos. They go back to, this variety actually doesn't go back hundreds and hundreds of years, but just to the 1920s or 30s with the arrival of Lebanese and Syrian immigrants to Mexico to create tacos al pastor, meaning shepherd style. Little strips of pork are sliced off, placed on a corn tortilla and served with onions, coriander leaves, and pineapple. Tostadas. Tostadas, everybody. You know these. What should you do with your extra tortillas that are left over? Well, you fry them up. Simple dish involving corn tortillas fried in boiling oil until they become crunchy and golden. Then they're often served alone or they're piled high with different things on top, like frijoles, cheese, cooked meat, seafood, or more. Number five, chiles en nogada. ¿Dónde en nogada? No, but... Now, these are the ones that I have, the three colors of the Mexican flag. One of Mexico's most patriotic dishes, poblano chiles fried with picadillo, which is chopped meat, fruit, and spices, representing the colors of the flag. And there's a cream sauce with a walnut base, con nuez, and pomegranate seeds making up the red colors. There you go. Now, another one, number six here, elote. Elote. I like it, elote. No, elote. Elote. Yeah. Basically, it's corn on the cob. And maíz. Yeah, it's a piece of corn. And this is the typical corn you can find on the street corner. Mm-hmm. They cover it with salt, chili powder, lime, butter, cheese, mayonnaise, sour cream. You name it. You put on this piece of corn. Number seven, enchiladas. Enchiladas. These go way back to the Mayan times when people in the Valley of Mexico would eat corn tortillas wrapped around small fish. These days, both corn and flour tortillas are used and filled with meat, cheese, seafood, beans, vegetables, or all of the above. Stuffed tortillas are then covered in a chili sauce. Nice enchilada. Covered in chili. I like it. Do you like enchiladas, Tino? He says yes. Yes. Number eight, we got mole. Holy moly. Yeah. And there are different regions of Mexico that claim to be the home of mole, but it's a rich sauce popular in Mexican cooking. There are many different types of mole, but all contain about 20 or so ingredients, different varieties of chili peppers, and all require constant stirring over a long period of time. Maybe the most popular is the mole poblano, with the red sauce typically served over turkey or chicken. And then we have guacamole. Guacamole, of course. Popular as a dip, right? Made from mashed up avocados, onions, tomatoes, lemon juice, and chili peppers. Often eaten with tortilla chips or used as a side dish. And then we have the tamales. Tamales. And they were first developed for the Aztec, Mayan, and Inca tribes as well, who needed nourishing foods that they could take with them. So these are ones, they roll it up in a leaf. Una hoja. You wrap it up, and you can take it with you. Pockets of corn dough are stuffed with either a sweet or a savory. So it could be savory, like salado, or it could be sweet. Wrapped in a banana leaf or a corn husk, and then they're steamed. Different fillings are used. Different varieties of meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, chilies, and mole. So remember, you have to take the covering off. Hay que quitar la hoja. Right? You don't eat the leaf. The leaf keeps everything together, and you can steam it with the leaf on, and it cooks and it becomes very delicious, folks. Very, very delicious. So Mexican food. I love Mexican food. It's one of these types of food I think everybody likes. People say, oh, the Italians have great cuisine. Internationally, Italian cuisine is very famous, and it's considered a higher level cuisine. Well, okay, you have pizza and pasta, very simple, but it's considered a bit fancier. But Mexican cuisine, most people like Mexican food. It's interesting how certain cultures get famous for certain things. You know, people say, oh, we're going to a Mexican restaurant, but you don't hear people say, I'm going to go to a Guatemalan restaurant. Although there are, and I'm sure they're good. But Mexican restaurants have the fame. Tienen la fama, no? They have the reputation. Like an Irish pub. Un bar irlandés. You don't go to a bar, I don't know, a Luxembourg bar. No, you go to an Irish bar. You go to a Mexican restaurant, you go to an Italian restaurant, a Spanish restaurant, too. But I mean, in North America, in Canada, for example, you might find a Spanish restaurant, but you'll find probably 20 Mexican restaurants for every Spanish restaurant you'll find. They just get different countries and, you know, and cultures get famous for different things. So. But anyway, great food in Mexico. Anyway, we're just about out of time, almost, folks. But we're going to take a short break, but we are going to come back. We have history, and we're going to talk about Thomas Edison and Edison Electric Company beginning operations back in the 1800s. We're going to talk about that after the break. Also have questions in the by request portion of today's show. That'll be after the break. We have challenges, grammar, pronunciation, plenty more. Lots to come. So stay with us, folks, on this Friday edition of the Drive Time Show. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
¿Te levantas? ¿Una ducha? ¿Te tomas un café? ¿Te vistes? ¿Otro café? ¿Coges todo para salir? ¿No encuentras las llaves? ¿El coche tarda en arrancar? ¿No arranca? ¿Por fin? ¡Atasco! ¿Más atasco? ¿Llegas al trabajo? ¿Otro café? ¿Reunión? ¿Otra reunión? Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 911-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.